Listen, Hoodie Mike in the building, Big Sosa in the building, Gazer, Gazer. Check me out, Mr. Johnson, I got you. Check me out, right? John Wayne Gacy on today's podcast. John Wayne Gacy, right? Let's get right into it, Coach. John Wayne Gacy goes by the Killer Clown. Was a serial killer that murdered boys and young men. 1968, he sexually assaulted one of his male employees. He was sentenced to 10 years in prison. However, he got out early due to good behavior. Then he committed his first murder in 1972. Gacy's victims included male prostitutes as well as teenagers who worked for his company. Typically, he lured his victims back to his home, tricked them into being handcuffed or having rope tied around their necks after he knocked them out with chloroform and then raped, tortured, and murdered them. As he is a well-known community figure who sometimes dressed up as a clown and entertained sick children, Gacy's crimes initially went undetected. The serial killer came under suspicion in December 1978. Authorities investigating the disappearance of Robert Pipeist discovered that the teen was last seen with Gacy. After learning Gacy's sex crime conviction in Iowa, police searched his Norwood Park home. They noticed a strong stench coming from a crawl space, but at first thought it was from a damaged sewage pipe. Several items, including a store receipt, were later found at Gacy's home that linked him to Pice and other young men who'd been reported missing. After Gacy confessed, investigators recovered 29 corpses buried in his property. 29. That's crazy. As well as four more that he dumped in the nearby river when he ran out of room at home. After his conviction, Gacy spent 14 years on death row. Trial was in Cook County Criminal Courts building in Chicago, Illinois. His lawyer was Sam L. Amirante. Judge was Louis B. Garipo. Suspect, John Wayne Gacy. When and where this happened in Chicago, March 1980. He killed in the time frame 1972 to 1978. Forensic evidence. On December 22nd, 1978, John Wayne Gacy confessed to police over killing 24 boys and young men, burying their bodies under his suburban Chicago home. 29 victims were located in the crawl space of his garage. Rings and receipts for a roll of film that was purchased found in Gacy's home. Personal items that belonged to the victims found in the house. Legal outcome was given the death penalty in 1978 by lethal injection at Statesville Penitentiary in Joliet, Illinois. Reflections: this case was famous really because that what he did was just ruthless and doesn't make any sense. And he did it nonetheless to children and younger boys, and he dressed up as a clown, which is kind of crazy when you think about it. Well, he just cheated the system kind of and just hit under the radar by being a clown and everything. And though it was famous because it was 29 people all missing within that time frame, 6 years, which is crazy. You know, that's it for this podcast, Mr. J. You know, this is it right here. Yes, sir. We out.